he was the first person to die on the moon?
He was the only person
to die on the moon. That was the dog, allegedly. The Russian dog.
Oh, Laika. Yeah.
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 The Russian dog that they sent up in space and never came back.
Mm-hmm.
He found a better world.
It got smarter and kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm no fucking dumbass. I'm out of this book.
There's just so many names and so much information going around.
And it's all true. And it's all true.
It's all factual. That's the weird thing,
though. We're like a hive mind of just infinite information.
Infinimation.
What we need is like a super fan to hear all this bullshit on the show and immediately go to Wikipedias and start changing stuff.
We can do that.
We've done that.
We tried
Lowe's,
to do that.
Lowe's has like. Them for like $80.
We tried to do that for a movie. We tried to make the plot of a movie up.
For a movie that I don't think anybody has really ever heard of.
No, and I don't know if it ever got approved. I never checked. I don't remember the name of the movie.
I don't remember the name, but I know that it got changed, and then it got changed back like like within the same show.
It was like called Ska Dogs or something.
So yeah. I don't know.
It was about Jamaican coke dealers.
Street Dangles. I don't know what the movie was called.
It was Ska Dog Street Dangle.
Yeah, I think that was it. Look for that movie place.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
Shit.
Gage, can you cue that up?
No, it's okay.
It's a new month.
Uh-huh.
We need a new name.
What does anybody have anything?
We did Marge already, right?
Yeah, we did Marge.
Damn,
we did that one.
What about Smarch, the 13th month?
I don't. Is that a reference to something?
It is. Smarch.
I don't. What's it from?
Cage, do you know?
No.
Smarch. That is a Simpsons reference. Smarch.
You know Simpsons.
It's a misprinted calendar. Smarch.
Why do you like The Simpsons so much? You make
it's
me
a
so
very,
sad.
It's a very good show.
The only person I know...
You would love The Simpsons.
You're the only person I know under 50 that likes The Simpsons.
Under 50?
That likes The Simpsons.
You don't know anyone over 50.
Exactly.
So you don't know anyone that likes The Simpsons?
My mom.
Than okay.
My mom!
Does she like The Simpsons?
I don't know. She might. I've never asked.
Call her right now. I was going to suggest
he is calling Lincoln, her right now, by the way.
Abraham Lincoln marching over other presidents.
That's far too long.
But Kyle will have to say it each week, and I want to be, you know, validated.
A very quick call.
Yeah, a very quick call.
Hey, Mom, quick. Do you like The Simpsons? Okay, bye.
Hello?
Hey, Mommy.
Hey, son.
Do you like The Simpsons?
Do I like The Simpsons?
Yeah.
No, but I know they're on right now, aren't they? Well,
oh, I was just curious.
Not particularly.
I don't blame you.
Why?
Just making fun of Kyle. All right, well, I gotta go back and record the show.
Making fun of Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
What else is new?
He acting like Homer again.
Yeah, he's walking around going, Marge.
Yeah.
Oh.
The neighbors are yelling.
No. Any, God-fearing woman would not like The Simpsons, so I need that on record.
We need to make Kyle into a God-fearing woman.
We got time.
That's what you gotta do. Get on it.
All right.
Pat her.
Well, I gotta make like a baby and head out, all right?
Do it.
All right, love you.
Well,
thank you, Gage, for that advice to call my mom, mother.
Just sometimes call your mom, you know?
Yep.
Kyle, I'm sorry, you're the only person that likes The Simpsons.
So we're not going with Smarch then.
Let's see what else we can get out. Okay. I'm okay with it, but I wanna see feel out all of our options.
Okay, what do you got?
I got nothing.
Huh. Gage?
A martridge and a pear tree.
One more time.
A martridge and a pear tree.
It's not bad.
Okay.
I don't know.
This is gonna be a little out there.
Outside the box,
yeah.
Thinking.
and this will really throw Jared off, and I think it'd be really funny. What if we just call it, I can't believe it's not butter, because it's Martrin'.
I like it because Kyle has to say it each week, and I can see the confusion on Jared's face now.
Just
but
say,
if we agree
it's
on
not
it,
butter.
I can't believe it's not butter.
That's it. That's all it is. And then when he asks why, be what? Like, because it's Martridge.
It's Martridge.
Okay.
I like it, but I want the points for it.
You already got the poll points.
Yeah, but I'm greedy.
You are greedy, much like Lincoln was.
He had to have both North and South. He's amazing. He had to have it all.
So can we be clear? You only get the points if he asks why.
I get the points now.
Because we have to say the name. Correct?
I want the points.
I feel like if he asks, we can't give him an answer. Like, we have to just, like, beat around. Like, we have to, like, not say the answer, but, like, subtly, like, I don't know. You guys have figured it out. I got the name.
Okay.
I like it. We'll just go with it.
Okay.
Can't believe it's not.
And then when it happens, we'll do what we do best and horribly improv our way into the next topic.
That's what we're very good at.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. My topic. Thank you all for the birthday wishes.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Kyle.
Happy birthday, Ian.
Gage, you missed your time.
Happy birthday.
You missed your chance. You've lost me. Kyle was in the middle of taking a drink of his Bud Light seltzer.
Not good. Not good. Anyway.
That's something that we decided to start doing for fun, and it is not. So I read a news article today.
Happy birthday, Ian.
Well, Gage.
Almost got him.
He almost. Almost got him.
I'm watching you. So I read a news article today, and it was about a little child girl. She was playing basketball by herself, practicing social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? The city didn't like that. So they took all the basketball hoops away. And this happened in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I gotta say, I agree with the city's decision to take the hoops out. And I want to start taking more things away to promote social distancing. And I wanted your guys' help with coming up with some. I have one. That's it.
What's your one?
I have two.
What's your two?
First off, get rid of all the grass. You see kids frolicking in grass, but you don't see kids frolicking on dusty dirt.
Yeah, you do. You just been grass in a wrong spot.
Grass in general or long, like wheat, like grass?
Grass, all of it.
Okay. Okay. No, so no frolicking.
No frolicking.
Okay.
Also, lakes, pools, suck them up. No more water in the lakes or the pools. Hmm. No swimming. Get rid of the ocean.
Well, yeah, because that gets rid of the dolphins, too.
Mm-hmm. It's two stones with one.
Yeah. To promote social distancing, what do we get rid of? Are we trying to keep it with that 10-person rule? We don't want people together at all.
I think that it's really out and about. You have out to be staying about. Home.
So we just need to keep people in their homes.
Yes.
Okay. Does the city have planning to board up everyone's house?
It can.
It's okay. So we board up everyone's doors. They can't leave, actually.
Okay.
They can love, actually, though,
They can love, actually, absolutely, okay. Yeah.
It's a must-have.
Yeah, you have to.
It's a luxury. Well, not a luxury. It's an essential.
Jared, we're not going to take away the love, actually.
You say Munsters?
No. Well, we're also not Munsters.
Yeah, we aren't Munsters either.
That'd be pretty cool if we were. You think we'd be immune to coronavirus if we were?
No.
One's a bat.
I've seen Eddie Monster is a half bat man. He always looked pretty sickly.
Yeah. His skin's too white.
Yeah.
Well. Was there a werewolf kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wolf Boy.
His name is Michael J. Fox.
Ah.
No.
Because Eddie Munster was a vampire.
Who was Teen Wolf? Was that not Michael J.
I'm pretty sure Eddie was
Teen Wolf was Michael J.
Was he a vampire? I thought Eddie Munster was a vampire. Because his grandfather was the vampire.
No, his dad was Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive Eddie Munster was a vampire.
I wish there was a way we could check.
Yeah, if only there were a way for me to pull up the fact that he's a werewolf on my phone.
So we're not talking about Eddie Money, correct?
Yeah, he's a werewolf.
He's a werewolf?
Yes.
I'm having like a Mandela thing right now where I'm pretty sure I remember him being a vampire.
Nope. He does look vampire-ish.
Oh, it is that deep V.
But he is werewolf.
Yeah, he's got the deep widow's
peak. He looks very, very vampire.
He looks very vampire.
Right? Yes, his hair is very vampire. He's hairy vampire.
Yeah. And the pointy ears.
Yeah.
Do vampires have pointy ears?
Yeah. Have you seen Nosferatu?
Yeah, I guess it's there.
Yeah, but his grandfather, the grandfather was the vampire.
Dumb. Was he cool?
Eddie or the grandfather?
So, either. How does that work? Are they all just different monsters, or are they somehow all...
Yeah, so
I thought his mom related. Was... What was the mom was wife of Frankenstein.
There, you don't see the grandma.
What?
No. So,
well, the anyone, mom... She's a ghost. Anyone that birthed out Frankenstein...
She's a ghost.
Child labor.
The mom and the grandfather are both vampires. The dad is a Frankenstein. Yeah. The kid's a werewolf, and their other daughter's just a normal girl.
So... If you have a Frankenstein sexing on top of a vampire, they make a werewolf?
Yeah.
And it's, also it's a like normal a, it's human. A
recessive That's mythology.
Gene. It's a recessive gene.
I thought werewolves and vampires hate each other. Why'd they keep that kid?
Yeah, they should eat him. Yeah.
Is that what like changed? They had a feud and then...
Do you think that they put silver fillings in his mouth so he doesn't change? And they're like, we're going to just make you a normal boy. Like your sister, like your dumb, dumb idiot sister.
We're going to keep that werewolf gene down. You ain't coming out.
You got to beat that boy down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The knee bone, which we all know is connected to the thigh bone. Mm-hmm. The thigh bone is connected to the hip bone. And so what are we taking away from these people?
So you're already taking away basketball hoops from kids.
No hoops, no grass, no water.
Is it too much to say no playgrounds in general? Is that too much? Or just, like, specific, like, no slides? You can still have everything else that goes up to the top, but you can't slide down. So once you're there, you're just, like...
It's just, like, a ladder?
It's just not there. So you can get up there, but you can't slide down.
So it would be a ladder?
I guess, yeah. So just put ladders in parks for kids to climb on, I guess.
Huh. We could take the ladders out of pools.
Don't Sims this.
Yeah, we're gonna Sims it.
What about lakes and freshwater basins?
Think about it. Think about what you're asking right now, taking things away.
Where you took away the pools?
You're literally talking about Simsing the world. You want to board up doors so they can't leave, right? That's Sims.
That was Gage.
That was Gage.
Yeah. That was Gage.
Yeah, that's Sims.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh.
How do you get somebody to be really good at art in Sims? You put them in a basement, lock the door.
Simple. That's called immersion therapy, I think, is what that is.
Yeah, that's so, erosion.
Speaking of art, I had a hilarious idea that reminded me to tell you afterwards.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm still upset that Gage had fractions and division.
I have to teach
notepad.
From here. I teach from home now. Okay, Jared. Well. I got to do division with the kids.
Division. Can we take away division?
Oh, sure.
Like, which one? Like the division concept one or division, of division two?
The concept.
Long.
Both.
Long
both?
Division.
Long Damn. Division, fine.
Are they old enough to play that game? The division?
Not by ERCB standards.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, but they're fine.
Online interactions are not monitored.
Right.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah, the ESRB. The ESRB doesn't know how the internet works. So.
They should just play Boshi.
They get very mad.
What if every household in America... So, see, the thing is that too many people are leaving the house, right?
Right. We want to keep them home.
And everybody's going to the supermarkets with, like, their whole family. Right?
Yeah.
I'm loving the problem is more of just anybody going outside.
So
I'm laughing. Before I went a tangent, but I'm laughing at the fact that we broke away from this topic to talk about the monsters for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. How.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, go, like, go ahead. Jared.
So the best plan would be to have the U.S. Postal Service deliver a box to everyone's house.
A bomb.
And the
can we take box, families away?
The box contains 4 small boxes. Mm-hmm. And each box contains a different defense mechanism. And you have to try and kill one person from your family using the tool you were given.
How are they?
Yeah, but I don't think the issue is that the families are, like, too many people are going out.
Yeah,
I think
you can get rid of one every house, though, that way.
I think the problem is that anybody is going outside.
Well, okay, but see, I go outside all the time. I have to
Yeah,
work.
And that's a problem.
Yeah, can I still have to work. To feed the other people that are stupid.
Take work away.
I wish.
No, I mean, we're I am doing
off
it.
It's done.
Days, so.
Done. Congress Mark signed done and a bill. Work gone. Water gone. Grass gone. Hoops gone.
Can we take away, like, front door locks to where people would have to stay home to protect their house? Is that too much? Or
like you no. make it dangerous so they have to be like, oh, we
I
have
wouldn't
to protect
say
that?
Dangerous.
My front door doesn't even have a door handle, so.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it has a lock.
Yeah. no door.
You just push his door open.
Yeah, I guess. I don't, you got me there. I don't know.
One becomes the other.
What if we, if the government sends contractors to every house and flips all the doors around so the locks are on the outside?
It's a good idea.
Yeah, but then you run into the issue of they have their house keys.
Nope, they change the locks when they do it, dum-dum. Come on now, get with the program, Ian.
Who changes the locks?
Blacksmiths.
Well, that's so not the government.
Probably some gray smiths, too.
That's not who does that.
Hmm?
Blacksmiths don't have locks.
But that didn't work with the joke that I was trying to say. So.
Huh. I didn't even get the joke.
No, I get it.
I said blacksmiths and probably some gray smiths, too, because they're understaffed.
Yep. I still got nothing.
Yeah, well, it's okay, because you're an idiot.
Says the one that didn't know that. I can't believe it's not Butter. It wasn't Marge.
You thought the monster kid was a vampire.
It's margarine, Jared. Like March, but it's not Butter.
March isn't Butter. Anyway.
I know. It's margarine.
Margarine doesn't have March.
That's why you can't believe it's not Butter.
You big dumb.
Margarine.
I'm laughing at
it's a play on words.
That Jared's like, you're an idiot because you don't know what the kid on the Munsters is.
Yeah.
Like, that's the...
You're that show you watch all the time as a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously. Everybody would know that.
Here's the thing about the Munsters. I always confuse the Munster parents with the Addams Family parents.
How?
So they're not the same thing, then.
Frankenstein's in the Addams Family.
The Addams Family's not monsters, except for Cousin It, which
monster.
Is... That's debatable.
Yeah. He's a monster.
We don't know.
He's what about Feeny?
He's hairy.
Feeny?
And the hand.
Yeah, Feeny.
Is that the one made out of hair that walks around?
No, that's It.
That's It.
Oh. That's not the hand.
No, that's the hand.
Okay.
Feeny is the uncle, the one that puts light bulbs in his
teeth.
He
doesn't even know it.
What Uncle Fester. That's Feeny.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And
he
then
does put the light bulb in his mouth.
Oh my God. The daughter, Good Friday.
Good Friday. All
right,
of course.
I know what he's
doing. And then Russell, the son.
What about the other son, the little one, Pubert?
Yep, Pubert. That's the Addams Family.
You know what, Gage? Now that I think about it, I can see how you thought Lurch was the Frankenstein.
Right? Don't they have a butler at the Frankenstein
or
something?
Lunch? I can see how you would get that.
Lunch is Frankenstein.
He eats all the time. That's his scary power.
Is he actually Frankenstein?
You rang, and then he just got a chicken.
Oh, God, his name's actually Pubert.
I wasn't joking. It is Pubert. It's Pubert. Y'all are tripping. You don't know the Addams Family. You idiot. Who doesn't know the Addams Family?
Gage, I'm sorry that I don't know deep cuts about the fucking Addams Family.
It's from Addams Family Values.
I don't know Addams Family lore.
Is he original cast? No?
Pubert.
Then fuck him.
So Lurch is... No, that's from the movie. From the newer movie.
Addams Family Values.
Yeah.
Is he in the book?
But, no, Lurch is not
there's
a Frankenstein,
Russell.
But I can definitely see how you got that.
Yeah.
Fucking Pubert.
I told you it was Pubert.
My reality gets bent on this show.
Yes, my future child will be Pubert Adams.
Pubert Adams. I saw that.
I like how they said yes. It's like, duh, you fucking idiot.
Why would it be anything else?
What am I, normal?
Yeah. Did they have a lion as a pet?
Sure. Why not?
Do you think dolphins have nests? Sea nests.
Yes.
they just bully other fish into opening up.
Open the school. Oh my God.
To opening up like rapists. How? Like how? Like well, emotionally?
Tell me your feelings. Yeah. Like shaking him really violently.
They emotionally abuse other fish to tell them their problems, and they're like,
"Welcome
yes,
to the dolphin nest. Tell me how you
I
feel.
What does this look like to you?"
But here's the thing. How aggressive is a dolphin with these nests? Because if it catches like a pelican or something, it's going to open that mouth and live in there.
Do you think it can live inside of a pelican mouth?
How big is a dolphin?
It's probably a good 5'6" dolphin.
How big is a pelican mouth, Stretch?
Maybe a tennis court.
Well, there you go.
Well, you know, cool. People's lungs are as big as a tennis court.
Tentis?
What?
People's lungs.
I have tentist in my ear. I can't hear so great.
I got tentist.
I got tentist elbow. I got tenrists. But yeah, if you flat them out, a lung of a human. Mm-hmm. It's as big as a tennis court.
It's not like dumb science.
No, it's real science. Real humans. I learned that in science school.
This type of science is curing people right now, Gage.
Yeah, I think you need to take a step back and also two steps forwards and come to where we are in the future. Okay. Where dolphins still rape.
Well. Go ahead.
It's also Pecker Day. Yep. Go ahead. It's National Pecan Day. Pecan?
I think it's pecan.
Pecan.
Pinecone.
I think it's pecan.
Pinecone?
Pecan Sam.
So let me tell y'all, there are some days where I will say pecan, and go some ahead, days where I will say pecan, and then some days where I will say pecan.
Why don't we just say pecan?
Because I don't want to be pecan anything.
Pecan. You got any pecans?
Do you do the same thing with aunt and aunt?
I always say aunt. No, I don't.
I always say one of those two.
I always say aunt. No, I don't. Are there two Ians in the room? How are we hearing both sides of your conscience?
One's drinking water, one's drinking beer.
We got to find out which one's a robot.
Hey, Ian, what do you say? I always say aunt. No, Kyle.
No, Kyle, I don't.
You got me to
Are
lie.
You a dolphin? Are you nesting? My feelings.
No,
it's pecan, like pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
I like the long A.
Pecan. Sounds like a gun. Pecan.
That's cool too. Guns are cool.
Yeah.
Oh, guns are dangerous. You put a gun in a dolphin's hands.
What would you rather have, a dolphin or a gun?
You got a dolphin with a gun. Dead rape people. No, I'd rather have a gun.
How much water is around?
That's a good point. Dolphins don't go on houses.
You guys live at the beach.
Oh, man.
I'll take a gun to fight off the dolphin.
They're fairly fast.
I don't think that's going to work out how you want
it. The dolphin?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I think dolphin sonar can stop a bullet.
Can I have a knife made out of fire?
How's it going to work in water?
It's hot. It's a really hot fire that doesn't burn out.
Hot fire.
Hot fire.
Imagine fire, but with...
double hot.
When it gets wet, it turns the water near it into gasoline.
You just steam yourself out to death.
No, I don't have to touch it. I can just dip my snoot with the knife snoot in, mm-hmm. and it gasses the world.
I don't like this.
No?
No.
Can I have a storm?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'll take the storm.
Okay. All right.
Fair trade.
I've turned into a tarantula drug lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I can turn back.
Because you can't turn the clock back, or because you've destroyed space and time?
No.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to do anything in this game except for catch tarantulas and sell them for bills. Bells.
Well, if that's how you want to play the game, that's how you want to play the game.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. I have a lot of trees.
Cut them all down.
A lot of fruit.
Waste of space.
Wait, did you ever get peaches?
Nope.
Don't talk to me.
I got pears.
Yeah, I've got pears.
Excommunicated.
I got cherries, oranges, and pears. Mm-hmm.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, well.
What did I tell you last week?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, I planted 150 trees yesterday.
Damn.
Why don't you go back in time and find some more fruit?
Yeah, go find me some peaches.
I have $1 million. Tarantula drug money, dude. Tarantula blood drug money.
Pay off your bank. What's that?
So what do they use those tarantulas for? Like, why do they pay that much for them? Is it venom that they're after? Ooh. Like, what's their deal?
It must be
venom,
the tarantula.
Venom.
You know, you're probably... That's a good question. What do these raccoons want these tarantulas so bad for?
Because they sell them at a higher price, probably.
To who's buying tarantulas for more than 8,000 bells, bro? What?
Fucking wholesale.
You've seen Tiger King.
True. Also, I found out that if you sell things in the Dropbox, it's less money than if you sell them. That's trash.
Yeah, that's when you read it, that's what it says.
That is stupid.
Yeah, when you pay attention to the game.
Yeah, it says 20%.
I did not read that.
Reading's tough.
And you'll get that money in like 6 to 8 weeks, I think.
That's just dumb. So, Yes. Speaking of Tiger King, I've tried my best to make my character look like Joe Exotic. No facial hair in this game.
Really?
Okay. No, you can buy beards and stuff.
Can you?
Yeah.
You, Joe Exquisite?
You have to, it's the Mabel sisters, I think?
Joe Exclusive.
I'm gonna go up there right now.
This is a yeah. Joe Exclusive.
That's how, I had think I have a mustache from them.
How?
You just buy it.
You talk to her?
Yeah.
Say, hey, I need just, a face?
Just, I buy a mustache.
Yeah, you just buy okay. a mustache. It's not a big deal.
Why does it sound crazy?
You act like this is a new thing.
Hello, it's just like every other store. Just buy a mustache.
Whole mustache.
Hello, no, they won't like buy, stash, they won't sell you the glue also.
Oh, she does not let me buy things.
And she's saying, like, you're a time thief.
No, but she should. We change our lineup every jumper. Day, so be sure to check back regularly.
Stop jumping.
That's it.
And stop moving around. Be a
jumper.
Instead of like the little like Animal Crossing like language, it should just be like a very high pitched noise, or it's like you've damaged time. Like that's it.
I wish you could like
if return the time stone.
If you kept going forward and backward in time, you'd eventually run into a villager that was also you as like a doppelganger. Like they won't leave your island. They keep fucking with
they
shit.
Take over your spot. Then yeah. They all think that you.
There needs to be harsher punishments for thieves like you.
Yeah, there does. There really does.
They're dud.
Really you're ruining the game.
I don't know.
They're dud real bad.
How to get a mustache? Oh, hold on. How to get
you have to buy it,
hair?
Hit puberty.
Is that a hairstyle?
In Animal Crossing New Horizons. Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Kyle's just having a blast.
Kyle's having it.
Okay, there is.
A I don't way get to do this it. Game.
Kyle, every day this yes. week, I need you to text me and tell me what your belt, what your turnips are selling for.
All right.
Every day that you
fine.
Don't, I'm going to come to your island and kick shit over.
Can I prevent you from coming to my island to, like,
nope,
for that to happen?
I'm too strong.
Okay. Just turn it down. Turn it off. Build fences.
Build a wall.
He'll dig under him.
He's going to release the tarantulas on me. I keep dying.
Yes. I wish that I could, around my airport, build a fenced area and just fill it with tarantulas.
Yeah.
Anybody that shows up, tough shit, bro.
Yeah, but you can't place them. The,
catch them or die.
Yeah, they have to deal with them first, and then, yeah.
It's a nice risk-reward, though. They could either die or make it as
make a couple $1,000s, yeah.
So do you loot them after they die, or, like, how does that work?
Of course.
I wish.
You take their fruit that you don't need because you already have it.
Their spoils.
You just need peaches. Fuck. I would just take their tools because mine keep breaking.
That's true.
Yeah. I want to circle back to this Addams Family thing.
Please.
Okay.
You said there was not monsters. What the hell is the hand?
The hand is a hand.
It's a monster. That. His name is Thing.
So we have two monsters on our body right now.
Two monsters.
I'm infested. I'm infested with monsters. I've got two of them.
Now I'm thinking of like a mod for Animal Crossing for Halloween. They turn the tarantulas into the thing.
Ooh.
The hand, you know, runs around and chases you.
I could go to
Halloween
and see what happens.
I don't think they have the events that way.
Oh, okay. I mean, I would find out.
Go for it.
Ruin Can we turn. Call it Manimal Crossing? And you Why? Just capture men?
I just sold $1 million worth of turnips. I'm good. We Gucci. So,
how much did you spend on the turnips? $800,000?
$800,000.
Yeah. Yes. Cool profit of 48 bells.
Hey, cool profit of $200,000. I'll take it.
That's how much I spent today.
So, Gage, how have you been making your money in Animal Crossing?
Mostly tarantulas, selling hot items.
So, also tarantula drug money.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure I'm the one who started the whole thing where I was like, listen, people. And then people saw it, and they're like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, Gage is a trendsetter.
Uh-huh.
Of course. You started the trade.
I'm Joe Exotic.
Okay. Kyle, what about you?
Just here and there. There's a lot of money trees that I planted that I forgot how much I planted there. So sometimes it'll be 1,000 each, and sometimes it'll be like 10,000 each, which is nice.
I feel that.
A lot of the time, I'll just sell non-native fruit and then fossils that I don't really have a use for.
Yeah, so I've been doing that too. I also spent the other day making about 150 decoy ducks.
Oh, for the hot item?
Yeah. It was moderately unpleasant. there needs to be a way to decide, hey, I want to build X amount of this item, mm-hmm. instead of having to do it like that. I hate it. I don't love
it. Yeah.
So
why not?
It's like a 10-second like thing.
Yeah.
You can't make them in bulk. It sucks.
Yeah, it's excessively long, and I hate it. I don't love it.
The game's all about stealing. The game's all about stealing your real time. Yeah. You're stealing their time by time hopping, so you deserve the punishment.
Fuck them. Check this out. I'm about to pay $548,000 from pockets, baby. Loan balance paid.
You cheat.
Fuck you, Tom Nook. You don't own me.
He does, actually. Island is... Now allow he's going to hunt you on that island.
Allow me to sit back down for a second, and then guess what? I want another room, big guy. So I've been trying to figure out ways to make money.
Sounds like you're doing great.
Better.
Yeah.
And more. Tarantulas seem to be the best option.
Right.
However, never mind. I've become an expert at not getting bit by tarantulas, so it's not even an issue anymore.
Yeah.
What about wasps?
Wasps are fine.
Wasps are fine.
When you shake a tree, keep a net out. And then when they come out, swing.
Check this out. Shake a tree, like you're cutting down a tree, wasp nest comes out, just hit your inventory.
So what happens?
Move.
No, they will. No, so they what? Don't. So what happens? So here's what happens to me. I'll come up to a tree, nothing to my hands. And I'll shake it. I'll pick the fruit, and then all of a sudden, nothing in my hands. Sleeves, nothing. But I'll shake it, and I will. The nest will fall out. The bees will come out. They're real upset, and I go to like pick a tool for my quick pick. I don't know. And I pick the net, and it stops. It will stop and let me pick a tool. Yeah. And as soon as I pick the tool, they rush towards me, and I get fucked up every single time.
Yeah. So basically, if you hit your inventory, so you hit X, mm-hmm. the wasp will stop. And it's funny, the first tree I ran to had a wasp nest, so I'm able to do this right now. And then usually what I do is I just let go, and then I just get stung, or I just swing my net. I just try to swing my net.
You died.
You just try to swing your net, and if you don't get it, you don't get it. Ow. I got stung by wasp. You take the nest. You tell the wasp to go fuck themselves. You go back in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Get stung again, you die. Who cares?
See, that hasn't happened to me yet. I've been stung once, and like my villagers are like, hey, oh, shit. Hey. What's up, man? What's up?
What's up? What happened? Fucked up, bro.
oh, God.
I was tarantula hunting earlier, and I was trying to wall off the tarantulas.
Okay.
And I got bit about 12 times.
It's red light, green light with those things.
And it is so frustrating. Did you walk towards a tarantula? Kyle, I don't know if you found tarantulas yet.
Yeah, a couple.
But you walk towards them, and they stand still. And they're like, what? And then all of a sudden, I'm jumping, and they're going to get you.
You got to creep. You got to creep on them.
Mm, creep walk.
Even when you creep, they don't care.
No, they... No.
You know what you do?
You got to stop. When they put their their hands in the air...
Hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You got to stop walking.
Nope.
And then when they put it back down, they're like, okay, you're cool. You got to creep again. They're like, hey, wait. And then their hands in the air. And then eventually they go, okay, you're cool. And then you creep again. They're like, what happened, man? Hands in the air. You got to creep again.
You know what you do?
What'd you do?
You dig 8 holes in the ground.
You can do that also.
You jump in the middle. And then you watch them squirm around outside like, I'm going to get you. And then they're in your net.
Yeah.
And then they are 8,000 bells.
You jumped ahead to find scorpions.
I found one scorpion, and when I grabbed my net to go back after it, it was gone.
Mm. He's like, "That's time thief."
Yeah,
I ain't going back in time.
He didn't want to fuck around.
Can't take like me for my family.
So,
let's go on with any other topic. Jarrett, what's your topic?
My topic is. Okay, Kyle?
Do we need to have an intervention with you about your Animal Crossing habits?
I think we do. I think
we should.
We need
about what?
You were driving the car to my house with the Animal Crossing playing.
I was 100% playing Animal Crossing while driving to your house. Yes, I was. That is a true statement.
And you know what? I'll bail you out on this one. You can only do that since there's no other traffic out right now because no one else is leaving their homes.
Don't excuse this behavior.
Do not excuse this behavior.
I would have
if
done
it. If it is in a zombie apocalypse, are you not going to text and drive?
No.
I think you're not gonna specifically text. In there's a zombie apocalypse, I'm definitely not texting and driving.
Play a snake.
I think I'm definitely not doing that.
With a real snake.
A real question. How often are you on your phone and where are you driving?
Always.
That's not the same thing, Gage.
But
I want it to start somewhere.
A Switch is a giant phone.
But Ian, how often are you on your phone when you're driving?
I try not to be on my phone. Usually I'm only on my phone to change my music.
Kyle.
I would say the same, but I'm on it more than I should be.
Damn it, Kyle. You're the worst person I've ever heard of.
Sorry.
I'm on my phone to change the music also. I hit next. But now I've discovered my car has buttons, so I can just hit next and I don't have to do anything because it's Bluetooth.
My car also has buttons, but I still drive with my knees.
Sometimes my car is so goddamn dumb, and it's like I turn on the music and then it plays the one song and it's like, oh, that's all you got. It's the only song that you know.
That's the only music that exists.
I have to open up Spotify. It's like, oh yeah, Spotify. And then it plays the rest of them.
My car does that too, except I only use Spotify for my phone, but my car auto defaults to iTunes, and for some reason it only plays one iTunes song from my library on my phone, and it's Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo. And that's all it plays until I actually make it select Spotify. I'm like, stop playing the same fucking Oingo Boingo song every time I turn my car on.
I was going to guess like a U2 song.
But it plays...
U2, yeah.
Or like
Dead Man's. Plays Kendrick Lamar every time.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah. Lamar.
Menar? Isn't that what Master Chief wears?
Yeah.
No, he wears a menorah.
Oh, that's right.
Master Chief's Jewish?
So when you're on your phone, are you texting the whole time? Or are you guys playing games?
I mean, it depends on what I'm doing.
Playing Snake?
What are the kids doing with their phones now?
Sometimes I'm playing a game. Sometimes I'm watching Hulu. Or Netflix.
While you're driving?
Yeah.
Jared, I have a question. What? Are you able to put your phone in where your speedometer and everything is?
No.
So you can kind of just like, oh, okay.
He hasn't thought of these.
Okay. I didn't mean to give you an idea or anything.
He like sits down there and like looks at his leg while he's driving. He's like,
That would make it easier for him.
Because I would do that when I used to like drive home from work when I had like a 45-minute commute. Sometimes I'd put something on Netflix and kind of just like, just look up to the road and look down and watch a little bit. Look up. Look down a little bit.
You guys are
watching.
Yeah, exactly.
You're wild.
It's not.
You're wild.
You guys are going to start all kinds of car accidents.
No.
How many kids you run over, Kyle?
Not enough.
You don't know because you're not looking at the goddamn road.
Can't count them. They don't know.
They still haven't been found, so
there's
none.
There's no speed
gauge.
Bumps on the highway, you know.
Ugh. Have you guys ever fell asleep driving?
Almost.
Yep.
So I had a scare once where I did that thing where you're like,
yep, I've done
one
that.
Of those. And I like to me, of course, it's just like that. But like I always hear that when you dip down like that, that's like 5 seconds of real time. And so I woke up by almost hitting the guardrail, but I had rumble strips. And I was like,
yeah.
And then I was never more awake in my life.
Hey, right,
an hour
right.
Of my drive. Because I was on a road trip, but I was like, and I was by myself. But I was like, fuck me. Yeah.
Yep. I fell asleep when I was still in the the Navi, and I was driving to Roanoke.
Uh-huh.
And it was like 5:30 in the morning. I had to be there at 8. And I realized that I woke up way too early. Didn't need 3.5 hours to get there. And I fell asleep, like, driving. I was just, you know, I did that where I was like, you know, totally fine. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hey, I'm dreaming about something. Wait. And you wake up. I pulled over at a truck stop, like a welcome center. And I took a 30-minute nap.
Hell yeah.
That was the most responsible thing I think I've ever done in a car.
Take a nap in a car.
Yeah.
The night that we ate that hot sauce,
your body tried to give up.
It did. I fell asleep driving home. I fell asleep 15 minutes from my house, and I woke up on my street. Shit was scary as hell. I just, like, I didn't remember driving or anything.
That happens to me sometimes where, like, I don't black out like I pass out, but like I just forget that I've been driving and I'm like already at my destination. I'm like, wait, I don't remember driving anything to get here. What the fuck was I doing?
Yeah, I remember leaving your house and then nothing, and then I was on my street.
Well, some say there's not much outside of my house.
That's true. It all does look the same, especially at night.
Kyle, what about you?
One time I was driving back from Hershey with a friend, and I was driving and I almost nodded off. And it's fucking terrifying. Because, like, back from like a water park and everything, you're wet and tired and like everything sucks. And
that's what you do when you think like you take a road trip to a water park. You're like, oh, I probably shouldn't have gone to the water park and got back in my car.
Yeah,
I'm studying these wet clothes. Unless you take change of clothes or something.
And I have cloth too, so that's a fun time.
There you go. That's a good smell.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that lingers. That lingers too.
That time that me and you drove to DC, and then drove back, I was so tired, and in my head I was like, I bet Kyle's pretty tired.
I was fine.
We ended up stopping at Sheetz or whatever. That was a rough night.
Yeah. Driving scary. Sleeping scary. Playing Animal Crossing while you're driving, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, Jared, I have a question. What are you doing in Animal Crossing? Are you running around and like planning stuff, or like how intensive is this activity you're doing in Animal Crossing?
So, what I'm doing is I'm going from my house to the store, saying turnip prices, and then he disrespects me, and then I hit Timmy and Tommy fucknut. They disrespect me with low ass prices. I hit the little minus button on my Switch. Says, "Are you sure you want to wrap up for the day?" And I say, "Yes." And then it saves. Then I go back to the menu and I say, "Hey, it's tomorrow now." I turn the game back on. I run from my house to the shop. Timmy and Tommy Nook disrespect me once again, and I repeat.
So you have, it's like a gameplay loop instead of like an actual, like, I'm running around doing stuff on my island, making this little outside cafe.
I am doing stuff for my island, trying to get money.
Do you do quests?
I mean, yeah, basically. You have to do fucking everything on the island for that dumb old Tom Nook.
Yeah, basically.
Stupid.
I'm not familiar with Animal Crossing. I've never played any of them.
Well, go buy it.
So
no.
So okay. Gage and Jared
Switch
have been playing a lot of Animal Crossing.
Got a Switch.
Yeah,
I have it, and I haven't been playing a lot of it.
Good.
I'm very lazy in this game. I have three houses currently being built, and I have to get everything for the houses to build the houses. I have
sucks, right?
collected it's a single
I don't
thing.
Fucking care enough it's about
really
it.
Easy.
I really don't care. Yeah,
you make 6-9 things. It's so easy.
Fuck that.
Irrelevant. Don't want to do it.
It's
more people to come and annoy me. 18 I'm good.
Things, but.
18 things.
Yeah.
That's three things for each house.
Three inside, three outside for each house.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I only know that because I kept the things on the outside still. So, like, anytime I run by this house, I'm like, are they going to put those fucking things anywhere else? But then I realized I could just steal them if I want.
Yeah. So, what I did is I put the three things outside their house. And then when they moved in, I took them back.
Yeah,
I took
just
them
take back. Them.
See, I was going to say, like, are they still displaying those items? And it's like, I had to build this for this house and they're not displaying them. Well, then fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
You didn't like how I built it? Fuck you.
This game sounds like shit. Like dirt shit.
Ian.
Play a real game. You should get Animal Crossing, though, Ian.
Nope.
It is. I can't believe it's not Butter 7th.
Perfect.
What?
How does that work?
What?
I need an explanation for how that works.
Because it's margarine.
It's April, you asshole.
Yeah, but you were here the whole month of March, so you made this month the same as March. Martrin. Can't believe it's not butter.
Martrin.
I fucking hate y'all so much.
That was such a good payoff.
I'm shocked it only took one show for you to get it. I thought it was going to blow past you. But when we did pre-pro and we were like, yeah, we already have the April name, I thought you were going to think, oh,
didn't even phase
March.
Him. Didn't even phase him at all.
And then he was like, wait a minute. There's 31 days in March. Last week wasn't April yet. Oh, man.
So is this the first time I can actually say it?
No, you have to still say, okay. I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter 7th. It's Holy Tuesday.
I was raised in a church. You all know this. Mm-hmm.
Jared hasn't been the same since that joke, by the way. Anyway, sorry.
Is his brain still trying to think it through?
He's just staring at the TV.
It's like March. Like, you know how, like, March...
I get the March and margarine thing. Like, I get it.
Right. But it's April, though.
I was here for the butter. Second episode of March, I think.
No, nope.
Second or third.
I was here for one of them, because I remember
them,
that.
Yes. One of them, yes.
But why...
Because you
Hawaii.
So you take margarine.
Hawaii.
And you change the middle of it to margarine.
Okay, what the fuck does this have to do with April?
Because it's the name of the month.
No. Oh, I get it. Never mind.
We were so proud of that stupid joke, and you weren't. It was, the joke was made intentionally for you to be like, "What?" And then you weren't here the whole month, and then we were like, "We have to keep it going."
I get that out for the joke months. I get the margarine and March, the margarine. I get it.
You do.
It's like the Manchurian Candidate. Like, I get it. It's a movie.
I don't know what. Yeah, but we had to explain it right now, right?
You didn't have to explain it. I was asking what that has to do with April.
Because it's not.
It's not. It's not March anymore.
Because it's margarine.
I said that when I was like, it's not even March anymore.
What if there's a situation where one of our listeners is doing that Jared Leto thing and they're in, like, isolation for 12 days?
We're all in isolation for 12 days.
It's still March to him.
And I think that our fucking month name stayed in isolation, too, and forgot to change his clothes.
Okay. Jared, let me, break it down for you, okay? So March, it has the first three letters of margarine. And so he took the G and put the CH in there for
Let me break this down for you, Ian. April has the first two letters of ape, which is an enclosure I'm going to throw you in if you fucking repeat the joke one more time.
Okay, but that's not... R is like, because butter, it's when it's not... But they have the brand, I can't believe it's not butter, because it's margarine. That's why I made it like that, the phrase.
I'm really happy right now.
Copied it.
This is my
get it now? Is it making sense?
No. I don't think it is.
Do it again?
Do you guys buy margarine?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who the fuck does that?
It's butter hard for
me.
Like an American.
Me one time at the store.
I don't know what real butter is. Like, I know where it is, but I don't know, like...
I can't believe
it. Like, I can't... See, do I believe it? I don't know.
We you could give me butter and not butter, and I would say, I can't believe it's not butter. Like, literally, because I wouldn't tell you the difference.
But what if one was butter? Then you would say that, but one was butter. What if you tried that when you said, I can't believe it's not butter? And they're like, listen, it is butter.
It is butter. You have to believe it.
You have to, right now, you have to say, I believe this is butter.
But if there's so many things in the grocery store right now that aren't what it is.
The thing you said was, the first thing you said was, there's so many things in the grocery store. That's a fucking lie.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Sure, I went there yesterday. There's nothing there.
Nothing.
Well, I want to go.
It's just a store now. Or a gross store.
There's no gross. Grocers.
There's no Uri anymore.
It's sold out of Uri.
It's sold all out of Uri.
Do we need to change the April yesterday. Name now that we got the check
on?
Yeah,
we do.
No.
No. Okay. Ian said no.
Damn it.
As the holy son.
I really, really was pushing for Corona Vapril, but that's fine.
Corona
that
vapor.
Doesn't that
I was I was I was I was taking last year's Vapril
well,
and adding
yeah
Corona
but what
to
is
it.
That I was gonna do Scrapril because we're all just scraping by, but I can't believe it's not butter because Jarrett, it's so March.
He's listening.
That's it. That's like the that's the joke. I'll write it and mail it to you. I'll write it out for
Please
you.
Do.
That way,
diagram.
Whenever you get
pie charts.
Yeah, whenever you get confused, you can just look at that. And, oh, okay. Now I get it again.
So, are we coming up with a name for April?
No,
I don't think so.
I think every week we're gonna have to explain it to Jared. Okay. So we need to make sure that
we keep it
consistent so that it sticks. Okay. Sticks in the old noggin.
Okay.
I'm going to escape roll from this fucking show.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
You can find this podcast on Spotify or on Google Play or on iTunes, all for free. And also, you can find us on Facebook, where we like to do polls and interact with our audience. Also, we're on Twitter, so you can go and follow us there, where we have people send in questions via Twitter or Facebook or in person. And we will answer your questions to the best of our ability and give you the advice that you're looking for. We're kind of like Ask Jeeves or Quora, but for the layman. We break it down.
If we're anything not like them, it's just that we give better advice just later.
We give advice, but we really give hard truths.
Yes. Yeah,
that is true.
We give you the truth. We don't butter you up with science. We don't butter you up with all of these extra words. We just tell you how it is and the way it's going to be.
And if you don't like it, you can get the hell out.
If you don't like it, you know what? Maybe you're just not meant to be smart. And that's okay.
But thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, though.